God bless you, saints. I greet you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and happy to see everybody this morning. Joyce and I were talking, riding over, and it's probably been about 4 or 5 years since I've been here, but we're the same and growing in grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ more so, and the Lord is anointing us more so as we overcome more so. Amen. I want to tell you, saints, we're in a great hour right now. We're in one of the greatest hours of the message that there could ever be. Hallelujah. You say, well, Brother Bo, that was when Brother Branham was here. I understand that. Amen. But this is the bride time now. Amen. This is our time. And it's greater than ever right now. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise this morning. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Y'all may be seated. Brother David, I'm going to dedicate this to you. Where's David Horner at? There he is. I'm going to dedicate this song to you, okay? All right. Brother Jerry, should I just leave this on my table? All right. Hallelujah. Amen. I've been so faithful, but because you've been so good, you've always been there for me to provide my every need. You were there when I was lonely. To me, my everything in Praise the Lord. Let's all stand this morning. Amen. I wonder if we could turn in our scriptures to Philippians. Okay, let's go to Psalms 1:1 first. Okay. Hallelujah. And then I'll have you be seated and I'll continue to read a little bit more. Psalms 1:1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Amen. That's a strong statement right there. You take advice from believers, not the ungodly. Nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and the law doth he meditate day and night. Now, we're not talking about the Mosaic law. We're talking about the word. Amen. And he that shall be, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Amen. Let's go to Philippians, and then I'll have you be seated. Philippians 3:14, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us bow our heads and our hearts. Heavenly Father, we thank you in Jesus' name that we could come. Lord, as this word has been read over your congregation this morning, may your anointing come. May your holy angels come right now and saturate this place, Lord. May they scatter every demon of unbelief that would try to invade someone's mind. Lord, we clear the sanctuary of unbelief this morning, and may you come in a special way to these wonderful people. We ask these things in Jesus Christ's name we pray, and all the church could say, amen. God bless you, saints. Y'all may be seated. Amen. If I could give this a title this morning, I'd like to title it Running the Race. I believe we're in a tremendous hour as I opened this morning and came forward. I believe we're in an hour greater than when we first came to the message. I believe we are in an hour now greater than when I came to West Tennessee in 1995. I believe, Brother Jerry, we're in an hour greater right now than when you came to Tennessee in 1998. Amen. And sparks were flying back then. Amen. Services were awesome and things like that. But, you know, that kind of ceased a little bit. Amen. But here's the thing. It's those of us that have held on, amen, and applied what we have believed, and we're here today, amen, still saturated by the Word of God. Amen. We're here, saints of God. And I believe we're walking right now, not looking forward, but, and I am looking forward to greater things, but we're in greater things right now. This is where we're at right now. And we are running the race. And if you're not in the race, amen, I'm not talking about the rat race out there. Amen. I'm not talking about who can be the greatest preacher in the message and get the most campground sermons going and sessions scheduled. But I'm talking about those of us that are running the race, amen, to the prize of the mark of the high calling, because we are in the season for this. You say, Brother Bo, what is the mark of the high calling? It is the bride. Amen. We're called out from all these denominational systems out there. Saints of God, that's death out there. They're harlots and daughters of harlots, and they're going into the tribulation period. Amen. We love them, and we feel sorry for them, because you know what? They're going to go through a lot of torment and trials in the tribulation period. Amen. But we're running the race to get out of here. It is a race, and you got to get in the race. Amen. If you're not in the race. Now, you know, years ago, we could hang on. Well, I play a tape here and then, and I go to church, and I do this, and you know, I'm in this message group and this and that and the other. All that was well and good. But, you know, that was kindergarten stuff for us. We're in an hour right now where we're stepping, and we have stepped into deep water. We are in deep water right now, saints. Hallelujah. And we're running the race. You say, how can you run in deep water? Well, you can. Hallelujah. Amen. We look at this, and I'd like to say this. Brother Branham took his text when he preached, look away to Jesus, from Hebrews 12, verse 1, if we could get that, and verse 2. Hallelujah. So we say here, Hebrews 12, verse 1, wherefore seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, let us run with patience the race that is set before us. So, Brother Bo, how can you say we're in a race? Because the Word said so. Amen. If you believe this Word, saints of God, you're in a race this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Looking unto Jesus. Amen. Looking unto the Lord Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Amen. Hallelujah. One throne. Amen. Not two. So we look at this, and we're going to see this morning. I'd like to bring this out, and we went through the church this morning and looked at this. And may I say this, for years, and I, you know, the Lord gave me this just a couple months ago, and I looked at this so greatly, Brother Jerry. For years, come on now, you're going to have to agree with me, and I hope you do. For years, we depended on message doctrine to convert us. Am I right or am I wrong? Because we knew water baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because we knew church ages. Because we had a seal book. Because we had tapes. Because we believed in serpent seed. Because we believed in one God. Amen. We depended on that to give us a new birth. And I'm going to take a leap forward this morning. And you know what? It did not convert us. So many people knew all of that. Amen. Come on. We raised our children in that atmosphere, and how many of them left? Amen. Think about this. Amen. We taught them about this. We saturated them about Christmas and this and that and the other, and told them they're going to go to hell if they have this or that or the other. Amen. And what did it do? Did it convert us? No. Amen. It takes a higher step, saints of God, than just the knowledge of this message. It takes a personal relationship to be fire baptized by the Holy Ghost. Amen. It takes an experience. I'm not talking about, you know, you shouted or you danced or you fell out on the floor or you spoke in tongues. But I'm talking about a tremendous experience with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That's what it takes in this hour. Amen. It's not just knowledge. Yes, yes, we need the knowledge. That is the correct doctrine. But doctrine alone will not convert us, saints. It takes a powerful experience with the Lord Jesus Christ to change this heart of ours. Hallelujah. Amen. And then you're on your way running a race. You just can't run a race with knowledge. Amen. Although we greatly need it. Amen. I just baptized Brother Johnny's sister, Brother Tommy's sister, a couple weeks ago, and I baptized her. You know how I water baptized her? I baptized her in our pool in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That is correct. Amen. Amen. But the Holy Ghost baptism has to come forward after that. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. I like what Brother Branham said this, Brother Jerry, if I could quote this. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Brother Branham said the Methodists thought when they shouted, they had it. But they found out they were wrong. A lot of them shouted and didn't have it. The Pentecost come along, they spoke with tongues, and they said, we got her. But they found out they were wrong. Many of them spoke in tongues and had nothing. A lot of us had message books and tapes, amen, and still got nothing. Though I speak with tongues of men and angels and have not love, Brother Adam said, it profiteth me nothing. They didn't have it. That's the reason the whole world was deceived by it and do the other a thing. That isn't the answer. Well, what is? What is the answer? Not any fleshly demonstration or emotion, but something has happened in here that's changed your whole nature. That's a new birth, saints of God. Amen. That's an evidence of being sealed by the Holy Ghost. You are converted. Listen, you are converted. Not you, but Christ has come into you and converted you. Hallelujah. Your nature is dead of the world. The old man, you're born again, and you're a new man. Hallelujah. Amen. That's the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, saints. He said, now notice, when he comes to be a new creature, the old man has passed out, and the new man, Christ, takes his throne in the human heart. Then life looks different. Christ is our life. Hallelujah. Every man has got to be born again, and the sinful nature killed in him, and a new man born into him. a new man born into him. Amen. Otherwise, you can't run the race, saints of God. You'll get tired of it. Amen. Sisters, I don't mean no harm. Now, please forgive me, but I believe Brother Jerry gives me the liberty to say this. We thought long dresses and long hair was the evidence of the message, of the token. Right? You thought having long hair and a long dress converted you and brought you into the message. Well, you're wrong. It only prepared you to get the Holy Ghost. It only sanctification only prepares you to get the real baptism of the Holy Ghost that changes your nature and seals you, saints of God. Hallelujah. Amen. And let me say this. How many sisters in the past 10, 12, 15 years have had all of that and went back out, cut their hair, took the long dress off, put their pants on, put their shorts on? Amen. I want to tell you, once you get the real thing inside of you, you won't be doing something like that. So it proves to you that just a holiness attire is not the real evidence of having the token. Amen. It's what the prophet of God is telling us now. And how many times we thought, amen, we thought that this would be. Now, it takes something more. Now, listen, Brother Branham tells us this. He said, God keeps his word. He said, how many good people has sold out their birthright to the things of the world and got away from God? He said, stay with the word. That's the reason we're coming into a meeting. We're talking about one another's spirit. Coming into a meeting, we want to stay right with the word. Now, hold on now. He said, stay with the word so that the spirit of the word will be on the people. Because the scripture tells us the letter killeth, but the spirit giveth life. Amen. The life of the word. This is what has to generate. Amen. This is what has to generate from the pulpit. The life of the word. Amen. Not just a certain message doctrine or we're connected with this group or we're connected with VGR or we're connected with New York City or we're connected with Arizona. We're in this movement. We're in this movement. Saints of God, I want to be in the movement of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's where I want to be. Hallelujah. So we want to run the race. So back in the days of Paul, was in the midst of the Roman Empire. Probably she was reaching her greatest peak. And it had so much Greek influence included in it. So Paul talks about running the race, which during that time, there was Olympic Games that were going on and things happened. And the runner had to be specially prepared. He had to be so trained and so fit to run the race. And it would take hours, and we would probably call it today in the natural if we went to a physical therapy session, and maybe they would work on our back or work on our legs. But they would come, and they would work on their back, work on their legs, work on their arm, and they would saturate them with oil. Ooh, hallelujah. And they would limber the fibers of their being up and of their natural calves and their probably even their ankles and probably their back and their arms so that they could run. Well, let me tell you, saints, let's move it over into spiritual condition. Amen. We gotta be conditioned to run the race. Amen. We gotta be saturated with the oil of the Holy Ghost. Amen. You're not gonna run this gospel race. Amen. Otherwise, without the oil of the Holy Ghost. First of all, you're gonna get tired of running it. But the runner never got tired. And what was left for him was a laurel wreath. And actually, it's mentioned in the New Testament. It's referenced by Paul, who was influenced by Greek culture, as I just said. And he mentions it as a victor's crown and a non-fading crown. Hallelujah. While James mentions it, a laurel crown for those who persevere. Well, let's transfer all of that, Brother Jerry, and equate that into the bride movement. Amen. First of all, as I said, we got to have the oil saturated of the Holy Ghost, or you'll get tired of it. I'm tired of going to message church. I'm tired of hearing this, and I'm tired of being preached on about this, and I'm tired about this. Amen? Amen. No Holy Ghost. I'm tired of wearing long dresses and long hair. It ain't got me nowhere. Whoa. Sister, you need to be converted. Hallelujah. Brother, you need to be saturated down to run this race. It is a race to be run. So the laurel wreath has a special place in ancient Greek and Roman culture. And this is how Paul identifies this. It is a symbolism of survival to this day, whether represented in leaves or a precious material. So it was represented, it was a laurel wreath. It had precious leaves or a material to it. And it remained as a symbol of victory. Hallelujah. I'm getting somewhere now. Even this day, this symbol is used worldwide to represent these concepts in such a field as sports or education. Well, let's move it over. Amen. Let's move it over to the gospel ship of today. We're running a race. Hallelujah. And you know what our crown of victory will be? I want to tell you, our crown of victory will be the rapture. Amen. We're running. We're running for a body change, Brother Jerry. This is the hour where we're running. Amen. And I want to tell you, even before the body change, we're running into the third pull. The third pull. I want to tell you, saints, the third pull could break at any moment for us. I realize we've been in the third pull for quite a while as far as the opening of the word. How many believe that? How many believe the seven seals open? Amen. How many believe we're in the opening of the word? Amen. How many believe that God has anointed a man like Brother Jerry, a specialized ministry, amen, to handle the concepts and the things of this hour? Amen. Hallelujah. We're in this, saints of God. Amen. I'm not saying we will be in it. I'm saying we are present tense. You know, we preach things in the past. We preach things in the future. But let's preach about what's going on right now. We are in this. Amen. Hallelujah. Dyersburg has been cleaned out. We got 11 people that come. And I want to tell you, we got some of the most dynamic services you've ever been in. Hallelujah. Are they jumping and screaming and shouting? To the word they are. Hallelujah. Amen. I say that again. Are they jumping, screaming, and shouting? Amen. To the word they are. Hallelujah. This is where we're at right now. We're ready to walk in the five aspects of the third pull. Brother Branham said, when that press comes down, then watch the third pull. And, Brother Jerry, if you notice, he said that in the message. Amen. Look away to Jesus. And takes his text of Hebrews 12, 1 and 2. Help me out. There's five aspects of the third pull. Number one, resurrection. Okay? Healing, salvation, nature. Amen. You got one more? I don't have it in front of me. Okay, it's five aspects. Somebody get it for me. Hallelujah. Amen. You believe this? Well, that was for the prophet of God. Here it is. Salvation. Was speaking, Hattie writes, two boys, salvation. Resurrection of the little fish. Control of nature, the storm. Speaking into existence, squirrels. creation, healing Sister Branham with the tumor. Now, saints, you got to believe this. And you say, well, I ain't ready to believe this yet. I got too many other things. Well, let me tell you, as I told the church on Friday night at our service, you may not be ready, but guess what? You reach out and claim this and say, this is mine, and you start walking in this. You start walking in this. Amen. You start running this race because you're going to say, amen, this is mine. Amen. Think about this. Five aspects of this third pull. And Brother Branham identifies them, saints. I believe that will happen during a press. Amen. And I believe that will be the next gate into the body change, into the rapture. Amen. You got to believe this, saints of God. Amen. Look what can happen. Amen. I've believed it for 40-some years, Brother Jerry. I believe before the bride gets out of here, we will raise the dead. It may not be a mass thing, because remember, he said the third pull is not a public show. Amen. It's not going to be on CNN. It's not going to be on TBN. Amen. Terror Binding Network. It's not going to be on this. It's going to be, amen, it's going to be a little minority. You say, how can that happen? Only Brother Branham could raise the dead. I beg your pardon. Let's go to the book of Acts. Amen. Well, only Jesus could raise the dead. No. Peter raised the dead. Paul raised the dead. Why can't the end time bride, who is the, amen, who is the Alpha and Omega? They are the Alpha bride. We are the Omega bride. Amen. Why can't the Omega bride raise the dead? Come on, saints, you got to walk into this. Amen. You got to walk into this. Well, Brother Bo, I ain't ready for this yet. Well, let me tell you, amen. Walk in it. Claim it. It's yours. Hallelujah. Look at Hattie Wright. Poor widow. She had such a sweet spirit and an atmosphere that was created around her. It was an atmosphere of belief. It was an atmosphere of believing rather than doubting. Amen. Look, saints, we can't sit and doubt the word in church. We can't sit and doubt the word at home. We can't doubt the word on our jobs. We can't doubt the word in our car. We got to pick up this word, amen, and start believing that it's ours, amen. Hallelujah. And she spoke, Brother Jerry, she spoke salvation to her snickering teenage boys. Some of us would probably say, well, they ain't predestinated seed anyway. They're all going into tribulation and they'll eventually go to hell. Y'all want your children to do that? Come on. How many got children out in the world? I got this. Okay. Come on, don't be ashamed. This is why I want to run the race. To reach that fold, Brother Jerry. I want to dip in. I want to dip into one of those five things. If it means speaking salvation to one of my children, let it be. Amen. Well, Brother Bo, that was Brother Branham and Hattie Wright. Let me tell you, I'm talking about Jesus in me. I'm talking about Jesus in you. Amen. Hattie Wright's in the grave. Eternal rest in heaven. Brother Branham, his body's in the grave. He's in his eternal rest in heaven. Amen. But I'm here on the earth running a race. They ran their race. Sister Hattie ran her race. Brother Branham ran his race. But I'm running my race now, saint. Who's going to come and run with me this morning? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Running this race. He spoke salvation to Sister Branham, who had a massive tumor on her ovary. And he spoke, and when she went to the doctors, it was gone. Now, I'm hanging on. I don't know if y'all, but I pray to God you all are this morning. Amen. All y'all this morning, but I say it this way. Amen. That prophet spoke, and that tumor went down. I believe the bride can have that same kind of. It may not be everybody doing it. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Brother Johnny, it might be you. Brother Tommy, it might be you. Brother Horner, it might be you. Amen. It may not be everybody, but I believe it's going to happen. And you got to believe things like this are going to happen. Amen. Speaking to the storm. Speaking to the storm. Speaking to the storm. Brother Branham spoke to the storm. Amen. Hallelujah. Speaking to nature. Controlling nature. Hallelujah. Look in the adoption series. Amen. I don't have time to read the quote to you, but we've been going through it. Brother Branham said, amen, there is coming a time for the church of the living God. He's talking about the bride portion. I'm not talking about that portion out there. He's talking about the bride portion. He said there is a time coming, amen, where we will speak and cancer will be gone. Amen. He said there is a time coming, amen, where we'll not just ask God for healing, but we will command it in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen, hallelujah. Saints, this is why I want to run the race to meet that. Amen. I want to have a church that blends this in, amen, hallelujah. Amen. So we just don't, well, I'm waiting, I'm doing the best that I can, and things are slow around here and this and that and the other. No, things are picking up around here. Amen. You got to believe in the hour we're picking up, saints. Amen. And let me tell you, I believe, Brother Jerry, we're in another hour right now. We had an hour where everybody was leaving the message, but I believe prodigals are coming home right now. Amen. Let me say that again. I believe prodigals are coming home right now. Amen. This is one prodigal right here. One prodigal right here. Gone 17 years and came back. Excuse me for getting a little Pentecostal. Hallelujah. We move on and we look at this. In Jude chapter 1, verse 24, I won't ask you to turn. I'm afraid, Brother Bo. I'm afraid I'll make a mistake. I want to tell you a little bit. Y'all were very kin to us in West Tennessee. Many of you have been in West Tennessee. Okay? We get this. I'm afraid that if I get the Holy Ghost, I'll make a mistake. And everybody will think I'm a hypocrite. I'm afraid if I get the Holy Ghost, I won't be able to live up to that expectation. I'm afraid of this. I'm not afraid of it, saints of God. Hallelujah. I'm not afraid. And here's another thing. I'm afraid that if I get the Holy Ghost, I'll make a mistake. Brother Branham said, we're going to be sticky. I'm not talking about going out and doing public sins and things like that. I'm not talking about living out there like a garbage can, okay? I'm not talking about that. But I'm talking about, you know, I'm afraid of this, and I'm afraid I'll do this, and I'm afraid this and that and the other. Amen? Brother Branham said, you are still sticky until you get a body change. Come on now. And he said it's like a cockle burr. We got the outside, amen, of the cockleburr. Now, when people come to the altar, which I believe in a heavy altar call, hallelujah, amen, it's still present today. We haven't done away with it yet. I believe it, but people come to the altar, and they say, oh, Brother Jerry, I can't. I just can't go through with this. This is too much, or this, or that, or the other. Let me tell you, that's your flesh talking. That's your flesh talking, saints of God. Pay no attention to it. The word says you can make it. Amen. The word says you can make it. The word says you can make it. So what are you going to believe, your flesh or the word? Well, I just can't. I just can't. I know I ain't living right and all this kind of stuff. You got to claim that and walk into it, saints. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me tell you what the word says. It's just a short scripture in the book of Jude. The book of Jude is the last book in the Bible before the book of Revelation. And it is said that Jude was one of Mary and Joseph's children and grew up with Jesus. Amen. Now that's what history says. But anyway, I'm going to believe what Jude wrote. Amen. Let's not just talk about and argue about history this morning. Let's talk about what the Word said. Amen. Jude said in verse 24, "Now unto him that is Jesus, that is able to keep you from falling." The Word says, Brother Paul, the Word says, him that is able to keep you from falling. Woo! Now I'm going to slide something in here right now. How many believe this? If you do fall, he can pick you back up again. Don't fear a falling and disappointing people. You got one goal in mind, is to believe this word of God and please God. Amen. I learned long ago, Brother Jerry, that I'm not a convention preacher. It took a long time for me to finally believe that, okay? But I surely believe it right now. Amen. And I finally realized I can't please everybody. And I preach what I preach as the Lord unfolds it to me, and I move on. And my goal is to move the church on. Move the church on, amen. Move the church on, amen. It's too much unbelief around. It's too much unbelief that has come into the message and invaded the message, amen, and tainted the message. Well, wait a minute, Brother Mo. The message is the message, and it cannot be tainted. I realize that. But what have they done? They put a circle around it, amen, around the pure message, and instead of having the Holy Ghost interpret them, what have they done? If you don't believe it our way, if you don't believe it in our camp, if you don't do this, if you don't do that, you're out. Brother Branham never taught that. Brother Branham said, draw the circle bigger. Be inclusive. Be inclusive. Amen. Don't be exclusive. Be inclusive. Now unto him, that's Jesus, that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. This is what I believe. This is what I identify with the word this morning. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling. You got to believe this and walk in it, saints. How many believe he's able to keep you from falling? Well, I'm afraid, Brother Bo. No, fear is from the devil. That's your flesh talking. Don't you know this flesh is full of fear? Don't you know this flesh is full of phobias? Amen. Well, I'm scared of this, and I'm scared of this, and I'm scared of this, and I'm scared of this. One time, Brother Branham identified a woman in a prayer line, and she was chased by, some type of a white spitz-type dog. And I don't know if he bit her or not. Did he chase her or bit her? But anyway, it developed a phobia in her life that she was afraid of dogs. Amen. Well, my mother always told me growing up, she said, you got to watch out for spitz dogs. She said, they'll bite you because most of them are white. We all know how I love animals. But saying all that to say this, amen, hallelujah, we aren't people of phobias. We are people of faith. Amen. We're not a phobia. I'm afraid of this and I'm afraid of that. Amen. He said he is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory of exceeding joy. I believe, saints of God, let's turn to the book of Habakkuk in the Old Testament, chapter 2. Hallelujah. How many is ready to walk into the vision? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision, make it plain upon the tables that he may run that readeth it. Hallelujah. I want to run because I'm in a race. For the vision is yet to be an appointed time. But at the end, it shall speak and not lie, though it tarry. Wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. I believe the vision has come. I believe the vision has come, and we've got to walk in it. What vision, Brother Bo? Well, let me tell you. The prophet of God had a vision. And he had a vision of the early apostolic age bride. Of course, he said we're still in the apostolic age. We've never left. But he had a bride vision. A vision of the bride of the early church. He saw her marching. And he identified her as the Alpha bride. Then, I believe I may not have the order correctly, but then he saw the world out here. They're still the church. They're just not the bride portion. Amen. See, we're at the Laodicean age right now, the end of the Laodicean age. And actually, we're in a portion of the Laodicean age, of the maturity of the Laodicean age. And we're out of the actual Pentecostal phase of the Laodicean age. Amen. Although I do believe in speaking in tongues and still shouting. Hallelujah. We just don't major on a minor. Hallelujah. Amen. We belong to the noisy group. Shout when we get happy. That's the way we Christians do. Ever since Jesus found me, put his loving arms in around me, something has happened to me. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brother Steve Peterson down there in Murfreesboro wrote that song, and he used to sing it. It's got several verses to it. I'll never forget it. I learned it when I was 16 years old, Brother Jerry. Amen. Brother Branham had a vision of the bride marching of this hour. Some were getting out of step. Brother Branham screamed out, "Get back in step." I believe we are this Omega bride today. And I believe the ministry is screaming, anyone that has gotten out of step, come back and get in step. Guess what? Because you still can. I never want to tell anybody that has left the message or left the church that you can't. It's too late for you. Your sins have found you out. You're on your way to hell, and there's no hope for you whatsoever. I never want to have that attitude. Now, I might bring him in my office, and I might say, "Hey, you're welcome back here. We love you to death. Don't start no trouble like you did 25 years ago. Because right now things have settled down in Dyersburg. Dyersburg used to be the talk of the town, didn't it, Brother David? Hallelujah. Is Brother Bo going here? Is Brother Bo going there? We're getting rid of him, and we're going to do this, and we're going to do that, and we're getting so-and-so over here and all of that." Well, guess what? That didn't happen. Amen. And I'm calling the people, amen, that I can preach to. Get back in step if you've gone out of line. There is still grace. There is still mercy, amen. There is still hope, amen. There is still mercy and hope for your children to come in. There is still mercy and hope for your grandchildren to come in. There is still mercy and hope, amen, for family members that may have drifted away. And it is still mercy and grace and hope and amen for anyone to come in off the street into this. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I believe the vision, Brother Jerry, is going on now. Let me me read those five identifications of the third pool again. Resurrection of the fish, resurrection. I believe the bride will, before she leaves, raise the dead. It's not going to be a big public show where we're going to have a big tent. Thousands of people are going to come. Because it wasn't that way in the book of Acts when Peter raised Dorcas from the dead. Amen. I believe created power. I believe the bride will exercise creative power. I'm rehearsing this again. I believe salvation can be spoken, amen, by someone like Hattie Wright did. Well, Brother Bo, wait a minute. Only Jesus can save. We can't. No, no. An atmosphere of conviction can drop down by the Lord Jesus Christ and bring that person down on their knees. Okay? Let me say that again. None of us, can save anyone. Okay? However, through the aspects of the third pool, we can create such an atmosphere of conviction that it can bring people that's so stuff-shirted and full of the world, it can bring the most worldly person, the most deepest sinner that there is, down on their knees. The vilest sinner. Hattie Wright's two boys were snickering and making fun of her and Brother Branham. Making fun of her, their mother. Making fun of the prophet of God. But guess what? The atmosphere of the Lord Jesus overrode that atmosphere of unbelief. And don't think children can't bring unbelief in your home. Amen. I knew we all raised angels. Amen, right? Amen. Control of nature. I believe as storms come and things happen. Listen to this, saints. I read this to the church last Sunday or the Sunday before last. In 1962 in February, Brother Branham preached a message. And he talked about there was five planets that lined up in a row. And being the prophet of God, he grabbed, Brother Jerry, the spiritual significance of that happening. And he applied it spiritually, amen? Because he said when the Lord Jesus was born in Bethlehem, the three wise men saw three planets lined up. Of course, Brother Branham called them stars. Okay. Hallelujah. And he said with these five planets lined up, he said, listen, seas are roaring. He talks about England, tidal waves. He talks about different things of nature happening, unusual. Amen. And we're looking at this and following through with this. He then looks at this and he said, what is it? He said, I believe it's the beginning of the issue of God coming in. The issue of God. Now, February 1962, he said, oh, it's a bride in her infancy. Amen. It was the birth of the bride age coming in. We were leaving the Pentecostal age. And I'll hold something on there in just a minute. He said, it's the bride. And then right after that in March, a month later, he preached that great, great, great sermon, the spoken word is the original seed. Amen. Follow me now. Amen. A month later on Easter Sunday, 1962, amen, some of the people in Dyersburg were in that service. He preached restoration of the bride tree. And he goes on through 1962, and we come into 1963. Now notice, in December 29th, 1962, he has the vision, and he preaches, "Sirs, is this the time where he saw the vision of the cloud? And he saw birds coming." He said that was first pull. He saw doves coming. He said that was the second pull. Then he saw, amen, seven angels coming. Now this was a vision, and he said that was the third pull, amen. And then we looked at this, and then he goes out west. He moves the family out west to Arizona in Tucson, and then the seals open up, and he preaches the seals one by one each night, amen. What was it? The opening of the word was coming into manifestation, Brother Jerry. Amen, and thank God we got a hold of it, amen. We're not denying it. Well, Brother Branham's got to come back to open up the rest of it. And Brother Branham, and they got this thing going out in Dyersburg now. Not Dyersburg, up further up the road in Union City. Well, Brother Branham's going to come back, and he's going to get the brown bear. And then Brother Branham's going to get shot. And then he's going to have another funeral again. And then he's going to get resurrected again. And he's going to go out to L.A. and sink L.A. And then when he sinks L.A., he'll raise up John Wesley. And then John Wesley will raise up Martin Luther. Come on, saints. You know what? That ain't nothing but a bunch of foolishness. And people will believe something like that and ride on something like that rather than run the race, amen, to the rapture, to a body change, saints. This is why we got to run a race. You say, well, Brother, how can you run a race? Amen. I'm talking about a spiritual race. We're running it as commanded by the prophet of God and apostle Paul. Hallelujah. Brother Branham said, listen, I'm going to say something to you now that I haven't said all along, and that is the thing that we have looked forward to for so long, or at least many years, 4 or 5 years, or maybe longer. The third pull. It has now been vindicated, and I'm sure you all know what it is. He said, now remember, there'll never be any impersonation of that. It can't be. It cannot be. But see, it will not be used in a great way. It's not a public show, saints. He said, now notice now, until this council begins to tighten up, and when it does that. Now, here's something. I'm going to elaborate on this if I have the time. He said the Pentecostals and so forth can almost impersonate anything that can be done. Okay. Did you know Pentecost, you go in a Pentecost church right now, they get wound up. They get shouting and dancing. Somebody can get healed. They can do gifts in the line of gifts, but they can't come to the third pull. Because to come to the third pull, you got to come through the word. Anybody ever been in a full-fledged Pentecostal church? Me and Joyce have. Okay. When I first met my wife, and Joyce and I were both 16, I used to go to her church on a Sunday night, okay? And it was called Fawn Grove Tabernacle. And they would get wound up in there, and they'd stretch out on the floor, and Brother Jerry, people would be laying, I'd be playing the organ, and they'd have somebody laying on the floor in front of me. And their theme was, this is Pentecost now. Their theme is to go to church and exercise their gift of tongues. Okay? They get the music going, and I love it. Look, saints, I love music. Amen? Hallelujah. It's not because I love it. It's because it's scriptural. Amen. I want to tell you, let me inject this. K-Love does not invite the presence of the Lord in our midst. You play music on K-Love, that does not invite the presence of the Lord. That's these youngins that get in the church and they put a black tarp over the platform. They turn the lights off and they shine lights on the stage, and it's yellow, it's green, it's red, it's pink, it's purple, it's blue, and God knows what other color. And they jump around like this and all that. I believe in jumping around. I believe in shouting and dancing, but I don't believe it's to the Spirit of the Lord. And they sing this music, amen, and you can't understand a word they're saying. Woo, you got quiet on me now. That is not the presence of the Lord. And then they got a smoke machine where they press a button and smoke comes out. Brother Donnie Reagan, if y'all know, has built a new church over in Johnson City. The builders of the church asked him, does he want all of that? Now, you ready for this one? They said, Brother Jerry, do you want us to install a smoke machine? He said, no. We can do our own smoke, holy smoke. No, we don't need colors of the rainbow to inspire us. Because, hallelujah, we are the rainbow. On that stature of a perfect man, it is seven colors. Amen. It is seven colors. This just come down from heaven. Amen. This ain't on my notes. It is seven colors on the stature of a perfect man. And we are that stature of a perfect man. So we are those colors inside of us. We don't need artificial lights and things like that to light us up and tell us what color are we. Amen. We don't need a smoke machine. Amen. That's Laodicea out there. The Spirit of God has left long ago, and all they can produce is an entertainment session. Entertainment. People want to be entertained. That's the world out there. That's the world. Now back to Pentecostal people in the Pentecostal age. They go to church. And they long, their desire is to stand up and speak in tongues and then someone else interpret. Or they interpret it themselves. That is the highlight, Brother Jerry, of the meeting, not the word. See, we had praise and worship here this morning. You lifted your hands, you lifted your voice, you God, you let your prayer be known that as we prayed this morning and different things. But right now we're in a word session right now. Amen. Our highlight right now is the word, how much the word is to us. Amen. Amen. We're in the opening of it. This is where the word is right now. This is where the real anointing of God is right now. They long. And what was Pentecost's job to do? Her job was to restore the gifts of the Spirit. And did you know she restored everyone except wisdom? Because the scripture said wisdom has builded her house. And her house was not built by wisdom of God. Her house was built by denomination. I'm Church of God. I'm Assembly of God. I'm Church of Jesus Christ. I'm United Pentecostal Church. All those denominational. Well, they ain't denominations, Brother Bo. Yes, they certainly are. Moving on. Brother Bram said the Pentecostals and so forth can impersonate almost anything. But when it comes, and when the squeeze comes down, then you'll see which you have seen temporarily be manifested in the fullness of its power. Now, I believe this COVID thing that we had 3 years ago, we're locked down, and this one, that was like, it was only a test of how much the government controls. And America being the leader of the nations of the world, as It was the first one that really... We can lock you down where you can't move. Think about it, saints. Well, I'm waiting for my check to come on the 1st and the 3rd. Well, let me tell you what's going to happen when your check ain't going to come. Well, I'm a veteran. I don't care. I want my check. Well, I got Medicare. I got Blue Cross and Blue Shield. This is why I'm running the race. Because I want to tell you, I'm going to need something more than what we got now. And when it comes and it's ready, it's going to fall on me. I won't have to tarry for it. Because I'm going to be already running the race. And I'm just going, Brother Jerry, run into it. Now, can I say this? We have to put away every sin that does so easily beset us. Now, Brother Branham called it, and preachers called it, besetting sins. There are certain sins in your life, or sin in your life, that you pray to God and pray to God, and the Lord takes this away. The Lord takes that away. The Lord takes this one away. The Lord takes that one away. The Lord takes this one away. But there's certain sins that beset you many times. And it takes the air out of our balloon. Brother Branham mentions this in December of 1965. Right before he dies, or the accident happened. Brother Branham calls a minister and his wife into the office, and apparently he ordained them. And he said, he explains to them that there is a certain sin in our body or our spirit man that tries to punch at us and punch at us and punch at us, and punch at us, and punch at us, and punch at us. Now hold on. He said Satan has a right to do that. He said that is something you got to keep covered. There's a solution now, saints. I'm not leaving you hanging, amen? When a minister preaches the gospel, amen, he brings it out, and then he gives a solution to it. He said you got to keep that thing covered at all times. You got to go out of your way to keep that thing covered at all times. Because you're still human yet, amen? You have a sticky nature. I don't know what yours may be. I don't know what this one may be. I don't know what Brother Jerry's may be. Brother Paul, I don't know what yours may be. Amen? I know what mine is, and I certainly ain't going to tell you. You got to go out of your way to keep that thing covered by the blood of the Lord Jesus at all the time. Because the blood still flows fresh from Calvary. Don't ever think it's gone. Amen. And we're so holier than thou that we don't need the blood. Look, I told the people when I moved to Tennessee almost 30 years ago. It's 28 years ago last month. I told them I need Jesus every day of my life. A lot of people looked at me strange because they wanted Brother Branham. They're waiting for Brother Branham to come back to take their TV sets away, to take their cigarettes away, to take their gambling away, to take their smoking away, and things like that. I did say cigarettes, all right. They go to Jeffersonville, and then when the service is over, they go across the river and they go in Hooters. Oh, Brother Branham will take all that away. I want to tell you, the blood of Jesus Christ can take anything away from you that's defiling you right now. any defilement, anything that's causing you, amen, to miss this race, anything that's holding you back from running this race, Brother Jerry, because, you know, we're running it right now with the Word of God open. Lives and the Word of God open, amen, the opening of the Word, and the concentration now is the anointed Word right now. Yes, we love piano. Yes, we love organs. Yes, we love drums, amen. I just love it, amen. Yes, we love shouting and dancing. I'm not taking that out of the church, amen. Yes, we still believe in slain in the Spirit. Yes, we still believe in speaking in tongues, amen, hallelujah. But the main emphasis is on the anointed Word. I'm not talking about the letter of the Word, because the Bible said the letter killeth, but the Spirit of God giveth life. Amen. Just to fire quotes and quotes and scriptures up here, amen, in a dry aspect and no anointing on that Word, amen, it'll kill a church. But when that anointed Word comes forth, amen, it opens our eyes to a higher degree. I don't want anything to hold me back. I'm running this race because I'm running it into the third pool. And when I run into that third pool transformation, it's going to give me a body change. It's not going to be a public show. Not where all we're going to go to West Tennessee and watch it and this and that and the other. No. It might be just one or two people. Somebody sick and you speak the Word over them. Brother Branham said, we will speak away cancer. We've got to believe this. Sisters, the same prophet that told you to grow out your hair and to wear a long dress and you were obedient, you lined up to it, is the same prophet that's telling you this. That the bride one day will raise the dead. I'll never forget, I was in my early to mid-20s, and a relative of mine passed away, and I was crying my eyes out. And I screamed out as we were walking past the casket to say our final goodbyes. I screamed out, I'll raise you up one day. Hallelujah. 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 So then seeing in Hebrews 4:14, then we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God. Let us hold fast our profession, and it's translated confession. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but in all points tempted like as we are, without sin. Jesus was tempted just like we are. Let us therefore boldly come unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in a time of need. Don't be shy, saints. Don't be shy. Well, I'm afraid if I go up there, they'll say I ain't got never nothing to begin with. And listen, come on, saints. We can come up with some stories of excuses. It's time to reach out to God like you've never reached out before. We had a brother on September 1st, Brother Joel Pruitt from Hardy, Arkansas. No relation to Tim Pruitt. And it was one of those really fired up services in our little church with about 11 people there. And the anointing was so strong. And you know, us message people, sometimes we're shy to come to the altar. We are. And I stopped the service and I took the microphone and I said, this is a special anointing. Come. Come when you have an anointing. And that anointing was coming off the word. It wasn't coming off the music. It wasn't coming off the drums. Because we didn't have a drummer. It wasn't coming off the piano because we didn't have a piano. And it wasn't coming off my organ, although I was sitting behind the organ. It wasn't coming. It wasn't coming. It was coming off that word. And the man of God was there exercising that word. That's the time to come because you have a heart. Hallelujah. I need thee. Oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need thee. Oh, I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. Let's sing it again. I need thee. Oh, I need. Bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. Sweep over my soul. Sweep my soul, sweet spirit, sweep over my soul. Oh, my rest is complete as I sit at his feet, sweet spirit. Sweep over my soul. As they continue to sing, amen. If you have a need from the Lord, he's more than willing, saints. He's more than willing to meet your need. Hallelujah. Amen. As the Spirit of the Lord would come and draw us. If you have a need from the Lord, hallelujah. Glory to God. He's more than willing to meet your need, saints. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Rest is complete as I see.